discussion this year, particularly, I suppose, after the Ukrainian war really kicked in, prices went up. We've talked about housing shortages, rental shortages, and people wondering where the answers lie. Well, the Greens organisation of Queensland, the political party, say we should freeze renters. We heard earlier this morning the Greens member for Brisbane, South Brisbane, Amy McMahon, had this to say.
Last week we saw the ABS come out with data that shows that there's 87,000 homes empty right across Queensland. I would say this isn't much of a supply issue as a price gouging issue, with an opportunity for wealthy investors to price gouge tenants at a moment when the cost of living is going up as well, people struggling with the basic cost of things like food. And if you don't have an affordable place to live, if you don't have a roof over your head, that's just unacceptable. Like, it's not the Queensland government's job to be looking after the returns on investors. It's the Queensland government's job to make sure every Queenslander has a safe place to call home. Essentially, this two-year rent freeze is designed to give the Queensland government 2 years to put in place some long-term measures to manage rent increases. What we've suggested is if there's no legislation in place at the end of the 2 years, there would be a cap on rents at 2% every 2 years.
That's the Greens' Amy McMahon speaking to the ABC about the proposed rent freeze. Nothing official yet, but will it help? Well, let's try to find out a little bit more and what's fair and what's not. Ben Kingsley is the chair of the Property Investors Council of Australia. Mr. Kingsley, good morning.
Good morning, Phil. How are you?
Yeah, excellent. Thanks. What do you make of this rent freeze proposal?
Well, look, I understand that it's well-intentioned in terms of that, but unfortunately, this policy will do nothing but reduce the supply of rental properties. Ultimately, it's the choice of the property owner whether they want to put those properties into the rental market. So when she's talking about these vacant properties, they are owned by all everyday Australians, right? And ultimately, if they're holiday homes or whatever they are, we can't force them to put them into the rental pool. But what we can tell you that is if an investor is trying to get a return on investment, a risk-adjusted return, there needs to be some confidence in the marketplace in terms of that the government won't manipulate the market, because ultimately that's a big risk. We're putting in hundreds of thousands of dollars, even millions of dollars of investment money into rental properties. And if we can't be confident that the government's going to continually keep manipulating the marketplace and making it more difficult, then we just simply won't invest those dollars in rental properties, which will make the crisis even worse. Because you just won't have that rental stock, and you've got all of this immigration and all of these people looking for properties right now.
Right. The rise in rents, though, that doesn't keep up with inflation, have some property owners been a little bit unfair on renters?
Well, I think we need to also get some context. I think what you're seeing there with the Greens' numbers is they're manipulating those numbers for their own benefit. If you actually have a look at the ABS data and look at the national rental increases we've seen over a decade, not just over the last 2 years when we've gone post-pandemic. Over the decade nationally, we've seen rents only increase by 11%, yet we've seen inflation increase by 25%. So it's really misleading of the Greens to be telling a story that rents are increasing at double-digit levels. They're actually recovering from the declines that they had during the pandemic period. And also, let's not forget that landlords did a great job in abiding by moratoriums and doing everything we could to try and make sure that those tenants were well looked after during a very difficult time and an uncertain time. So I just find it frustrating that we're seeing the politicians of the day manipulate the data when they need to look at this over a longer period of time, and we're actually seeing that, you know, rents actually haven't been keeping up with inflation either. As has wages as well.
Ben Kingsley, many countries and even different states have more tighter rent control laws. What do you think would happen if Australia, and particularly Queensland, introduced tighter renting laws?
Well, I think that you don't have to look too far at a couple of perfect examples. Let's look at Ireland as an example. So they went very strict on private rental accommodation and almost made it untenable for having investment properties at all in that country. We're seeing data come out of there right now. Nationally, they've got just over 700 properties across the entire country available for rent. So you're talking about a catastrophic event. You just only need to look at Ireland. You then, let's look over the ditch at New Zealand. Similar type of minimum standards, increasing the costs to operate an investment property. And we're seeing also a lot of rental stress, chronic rental stress in New Zealand because of these regulations and these manipulations of the market. So it doesn't work, because what it does is it basically takes the incentive out there for the investor to actually invest in that property. And here's the irony, Phil. Then we turn to government and we say, hey, government, come and build us all this new property. So come and build, build to rent properties and provide that affordable rental accommodation for all of these people. And then we'll also waive the land tax for you. So the big end of town, the superannuation funds and the big companies get all these tax incentives, and yet the mum and dad investor who are trying to buy a couple of properties and being basically self-funded in retirement are being impacted. So I think the Greens need to understand the unintended consequences of their actions. Now, they're talking to their base. We understand 40% of people in Queensland rent, so they're absolutely trying to talk to that base. But the reality here is they're manipulating and they're misleading those tenants, and ultimately those tenants will have to pay more rent under these types of policies.
Mm. Ben Kingsley is my guest. He's the chair of the Property Investors Council of Australia. Ben, the Greens also are proposing to end no-grounds evictions in those rulings. Do you think that's fair, and how it might affect the owners?
Well, again, I think we need to get some context here, Phil, around the number of satisfied relationships that occur between renters and landlords. We see across Australia that there are over 2.84 million rental dwellings. Now, if we look at all of the jurisdictions and tribunals, there's about 100,000 complaints from both landlords and tenants that are being resolved each year. Now, that means that 96.5% of all relationships, I'm not saying they're perfect, we're not saying they're perfect, but they have a working relationship. So we're talking about less than 5% of relationships or contracts end in dispute, from either tenants obviously not getting the repairs that they need on their properties or landlords not getting paid their rent. So here's a system that's working for 96% of the population, and now we want to change it for the 3.5%. I just find it interesting in terms of the way in which government approaches this in terms of trying to get these types of standards. Now, make no mistake, there are bad landlords out there, absolutely, but there are also, tenants who also gamify the situation as well. Mm. But they are the minority. They are the minority of operators. In most cases, renters have quiet enjoyment of their properties, and there's really good relationships that are occurring between landlords and renters. And I just find this narrative that's happening now where, political parties are making us look like these greedy property investors, when all we are is mum and dad investors looking to try and provide for a future for our families.
Finally, Ben Kingsley, is there a way, do you think, that property investors, property owners could play a more significant role in trying to end this rental crisis?
Well, I think yes, if there is incentives for new investment, and obviously, we also need, this is a supply story. So again, you can't argue that you've got this situation where all of these empty properties, if those people who own those properties don't want to put them into the rental market, we can't stop them from doing it. It's a free country to be able to do that. But what we can do is look at ways in which we can provide supply. But what we're seeing here in Queensland is that, Queensland government is also ratcheting up land tax by up to 300% for a lot of investors in that particular state come next year. Now, that's just a disincentive for people to be investing in Queensland. So if you want no investment, you're going to have a chronic rental issue in that particular state based on several things. Obviously, the minimum standards reforms that they're bringing through there, the new land tax, basically, renters tax, we're calling it. And now you've also got this issue of trying to put rental freezes in that market. There are lots of problems coming for the Queensland property market, but a lot of them have to do with government regulations that are already, being proposed in that state.
All right. Finally, Ben Kingsley, what's your gut instinct? We don't know what the other parties will do when this gets put into Parliament. Do you suspect this rent freeze will actually occur or not?
Well, I hope not. I think for the benefit of tenants, renters out there in Queensland, it would be a disaster for you. You might be thinking that that's great in terms of for the short term, but over the long term, there will be significant pain. And also for every Queenslander out there, it'll mean you're going to have to pay more tax to build the social and affordable housing that the government wants to do. If you leave the marketplace open and you provide relative incentives and also planning regulation that allows for new dwellings to be built, the market will take care of itself if there's demand there. But investors, just like in the electricity, you know, what's been happening over the last two decades in electricity, if you don't give us confidence, we will not invest the same way in which, you know, those big industries haven't invested in power because they didn't have confidence in terms of what the government was going to do around that. And that's exactly the same thing that's going to happen in terms of the property market if we don't have the government getting out of the way and letting the market forces do their thing.
Well, we shall all be watching very closely, I can imagine. Ben Kingsley, really appreciate your insights on this morning.
Thank you, Phil.
Thanks. Ben Kingsley is the chair of the Property Investors Council of Australia. So certainly from the property investors' point of view, you can imagine they'll be watching very closely. A few texts coming in. Thanks. You can always keep me company and share your 2 cents worth. Or is it up to 8 cents? Actually, up to 10 cents. Anyway, the text line's 0487-993-222, 0487-993-222. Julie at Mount Garnet, g'day, mate. She says, I let a place which was good, 6 months free rent. They trashed the place. Definitely not ever renting again. Well, there you go. And Miranda from Trinity Beach, good morning, saying, if we take away incentive for property investors, won't it mean that more houses will go up for sale? It might. And isn't this beneficial for the property market? Well, you're right, because that addresses the supply and demand thing that the Greens refused to seemingly this morning acknowledge what all this is. So, look, it's got to go to Parliament. Who knows how that'll end? We'll keep an eye on it.